Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Technology is awesome. I mean, it really excites me. I've been part of technology since I was a kid, in terms of living in Silicon Valley, watching all the changes. As an idea, as what we could do with it, it's great. My concern is seeing how technological companies and the NSA are kind of doing their own thing outside of what our privacy rights are. It gets really scary when those drones are going to be equipped with cameras and the NSA can then tap into those cameras. That would be my concern.
Here's a caller who has privacy concerns related to Amazon's announcement that they are working on a new delivery system using drones. Amazon drones number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another week of reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, December the 6th. So what we'll do here in this hour, and several other hours if you want to stick around, the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com, and this week the Amazon drone subject matter is at the number 10 spot, the New York rail accident number 9 on the countdown. Here's radio host Tommy Tucker talking to reporter Paul Murnane about what was learned during the course of the week about the derailment of a commuter train in New York last Sunday.
Tell me about the accident, for people that have been following it a little bit or know of it but don't exactly know what happened. Can you give us the background first?
Sunday morning, the Thanksgiving weekend wrapping up, and everyone wakes up and is stunned to see the wreckage of a Metro North commuter train on the system's Hudson line. Lying on its side, and actually the front of the train almost in the river. This is at the point where the Harlem River empties into the Hudson. After we had the news that the train was traveling at 82 miles an hour, this from the NTSB, into a 30-mile-an-hour curve. The news this morning is that there was an alerter system on board the train, a system that sounds an alarm after periods of inactivity. The engineer pushes the button to silence the alarm. That system is in the locomotive, which was at the back of the train. That alarm system, according to a Times report, does not extend to the control cab at the other end of the train, where this engineer, William Rockefeller, was manning the controls. Debate about whether it could have reduced the severity of the wreck, could have prevented it. The MTA saying that new versions of these cab cars are going to be equipped with this alerter system. Also, the MTA, which runs the trains, is setting up a new confidential reporting system for safety concerns, Tommy.
So the lawyer is saying that he nodded off, that he was in a daze, that he had, well, not he nodded off, I don't think, that he was in a daze and he had highway hypnosis. And I'm just wondering, is it okay to fall asleep when you operate in a train, even though you're tired? And what kind of criminal charges, if any, could this guy face?
Well, the head of the union had actually said that it was a nod off, is the way it was described, or nodding off. It may have not. Debate as to whether one person's sleep is another person's momentary daze. There was some kind of issue emerging of attention coming into this curve. Whether there's technology that's out there that might prevent these things is an emerging question. There's a high technology system of positive train control, as it's known. That seems to be more effective in keeping trains apart, keeping them from running into each other. The question is whether there are less expensive, more practical, easier to implement systems, things like this alerter, this alarm system where you have to push a button every 20 or 30 seconds, whether putting that at all locations where the engineers are located, whether that may be the answer. So a lot of issues. It's been a terrible year for this Metro North Railroad of MTA. They've had two wrecks involving their trains and another one involving a freight train on their property. They have been told before the National Transportation Safety Board, some of the rhetoric, some of the remarks from the NTSB officials that we've been hearing here in New York and from other officials that are looking at this wreck against this agency have been quite sharp. And the agency is responding. They're having what they call safety stand downs, in which they're going to get all the employees together. They tell us all the way down to the people that sweep up in the terminals, and they're going to air and ask for any safety issues that are out there. They're going to explain and they're going to discuss these things thoroughly. And, Tommy, as you heard, the MTA also setting up this confidential system in which employees would be able to report, their safety concerns to higher ups.
Coming up, Martin Bashir, Detroit, and a Super Bowl gun ad, all in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As 2013 comes to a close, it's time to reflect and look back on the year that was. Each year at this time, Yahoo reveals the year's most popular web searches, shedding light on the people and news stories that had the world buzzing the most. Looking at the daily search habits of millions of people worldwide, Yahoo is able to capture a snapshot of society through online behavior. Carolyn Clark, web trend analyst for Yahoo.
This year, searchers on Yahoo anticipated the arrival of the royal baby and Kim Yee's offspring, Northwest. They searched for details on the trials of Jody Arias, George Zimmerman, and news on Paula Deen's racism case. Questions about Obamacare dominated searches online. And lest we forget, Miley Cyrus rose to the top of the Yahoo Year in Review after teaching everyone what twerking was all about.
To find out who or what captivated us the most this year, check out yearinreview.yahoo.com. That website, again, is yearinreview.yahoo.com.
Talk Radio In Review, the hot hits in talk radio for the week. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be able to bring you the news about the resignation of Martin Bashir. I say that sort of editorially. I'm not just reporting now. I think the guy is a blight on television and a blight in society, and he's just... It's a good thing he's gone. Who knows where else he'll crop up. Maybe he goes back to England, whatever. From CNN, Brooke Baldwin talked to correspondent Brian Stettler about MSNBC announcing that Bashir had resigned following his disgusting remarks, the comments that were directed at Sarah Palin just a couple of weeks ago.
We are talking about Martin Bashir. What is his fate?
He has resigned from MSNBC. This is several weeks after he had made comments about Sarah Palin that many people thought were outright disgusting, that were indefensible. In fact, I can't repeat him on the air here. Even though he was clever in the way he said it, he was talking about inappropriate behavior about Sarah Palin. And, he went away on vacation for a while. He says he took the Thanksgiving holiday off, came back, met with the president of MSNBC, and decided he had to tender his resignation. I'm sure he was under some pressure to do so, however, because his comments had become such a distraction, not just for him, but for all of MSNBC.
And just quickly a reminder, you and I were talking, was it even just this week, about it was Alec Baldwin first and now Martin
Bashir.
That's
right. That's right. And, once Alec Baldwin quit, for very different reasons from his show on MSNBC last week, people wondered, is Martin Bashir going to leave as well? Well, he is. MSNBC has put out a statement, though, wishing him all the best. It was a very kind statement that really suggests he wasn't forced out, although it was very uncomfortable there for several weeks because of his remarks.
Detroit bankruptcy, number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder about this week's judicial ruling that allows Detroit to move forward with its bankruptcy filing.
Was there any celebrating over the judge's ruling?
I wouldn't call it celebrating. This is hard, difficult things to do, Frank. The outcome was good in terms of allowing us to move forward. So in terms of the decision itself, it was a very solid decision, which is helpful. But we need to continue on this process. And so it's not about celebrating. There are a lot of tough calls. Let's get through this process, though, and let's celebrate on those days when we can say Detroit's really growing and thriving again. That's the objective we want.
Yeah, well, exactly. But that's going to take some time, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It will take some time, but this was another positive step towards that, though. So I don't want to make it sound like it was a negative event. It was a very positive event. But again, there are tough calls, so I wouldn't use the word celebrate. I would call it very positive progress on a path towards success.
Mm-hmm. Governor, there are about 20,000 retirees who are, as you know, not celebrating at all. They're sitting on pins and needles today, wondering what's going to happen to their pensions that they thought were protected by Michigan state constitution. What do you tell them this morning?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wouldn't call it celebrating, Frank, when you asked me that last question, because, again, there are challenging implications for a lot of people, and in particular the retirees. I clearly am concerned about their future and the challenges that they face, because the problem is we've got a situation in Detroit where there's a lot more debt than there are resources to cover everything. So that's the next stage of this process, is to say, can we try to get a negotiated settlement, or is it going to require a plan of adjustment from Kevin Orr? But we do need to get through this process so we can, you know, get those debts put behind us and move forward and try to do it in the most thoughtful, constructive way, understanding that it's not just about numbers, it's about people, too.
Governor, should more consideration be given to those retirees in this whole equation than to the bankers?
Well, again, you have a lot of concern for the retirees. So in a lot of ways, that's what I would prefer to really say. How can you really have retirees be as successful as possible through this process? The challenges are there are legal constraints on that. Again, we have to follow the law. And then some cases the law says you don't have that opportunity to make those distinctions. So that's something that still needs to be worked through, is we need to make sure we're complying with bankruptcy law as we go through this process, while at the same time understanding that, again, there are people in real need out there.
The rejected Super Bowl ad, number 6 on the countdown this week. Not too many people who haven't heard about this one, but in case you haven't, here's host Ray Appleton to sort of summarize. He talks here about the NFL stirring up some controversy, turning down that ad from a gun manufacturer.
The spot was rejected. Fox had the rights this year. They had to reject the commercial, which is not their fault. Don't blame it on Fox. No. This is an innocuous video about home defense and fundamental rights. I mean, the commercial is harmless, 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 harmless. But it's due to the rules the NFL has put into place for Daniel Defense's category. Follow along, all right? Now, the NFL's advertising policy addresses several prohibited advertising categories, including guidelines for ads featuring alcohol, video games, I think movies is one, prescription drugs for sure, and, of course, weapons, firearms. And the firearm portion of the NFL's prohibited advertising category states, and I'll read here, firearms, ammunition, or other weapons are prohibited. However, stores that sell firearms and ammunitions, i.e. outdoor stores, camping stores, will be permitted provided they sell other products and the ads do not mention firearms, ammunition, or other weapons. Now, according to those guidelines, Daniel Defense's Super Bowl commercial does not violate the NFL policy for two reasons. Daniel Defense has a brick-and-mortar store which they sell other products other than firearms, such as apparel, things that go along, you know, with that lifestyle. And the commercial itself does not mention firearms, ammunition, or weaponry at all. So there is no violation whatsoever of the verbatim policy I just read you, which is right out of the NFL handbook on commercial advertising and advertising categories. Now, it's important to emphasize that last point. During this commercial, firearms are not mentioned at all. There's only a logo of the company's DDM-4 rifle, which is shown at the very, very end. And Daniel Defense offered immediately to replace that with an American flag and or the words "shall not be infringed," which the NFL rejected.
All right, so let's continue. As a matter of fact, the next item on the countdown has to do with plastic guns, another big controversy in News Talk Radio world. Iran nukes up next, too. That's on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Continuing with our review of the world of News Talk Radio every weekend, we do this for 3 big hours. Hopefully you're able to listen to all of it because there's a lot of great input from various hosts around the country. Doug Steffen here, up to number 5 on the countdown, the Undetectable Firearms Act. Host Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talked to CBS's Nancy Cordes about this bill, which quietly passed through the House this past week.
What does this bill do?
What the bill does is ban plastic guns that have less than 3.7 ounces of metal in them. This is a bill that's been around for about 30 years. It has to get renewed periodically. It was about to expire next week, so very quietly, with very little debate, the House passed it, and it now goes to the Senate.
So for 30 years, it's been talking about plastic guns, and I guess the problem, Nancy, is what? They can get through x-rays and all that?
If the guns are completely made of plastic, or if they're in an unusual shape, they could elude detection when going through, let's say, a TSA checkpoint. And so what this law says is that these guns have to have at least some metal in them that can be picked up by metal detector. Now, there are some Democrats, notably Steve Israel of New York and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, who say, wait a minute, there's a loophole there. This bill doesn't say anything about whether the metal needs to be fixed or whether it can be removable. Obviously, if a gun has a piece that is metal that is easily removable, then you could just take it apart before you put it through the metal detector, and voila, you've got a dangerous weapon inside a secure zone. So they're pushing to close what they see as a loophole.
Is this ushering in a new era of bipartisanship on the Hill?
I wouldn't go that far. I think that they tried to pass this as quietly as possible in the Republican-led House so that they wouldn't stir people up. The argument was that, look, this is something that has to be renewed every 10 years. This is something that President Bush supported, President Reagan supported, so let's just keep it going. Whether Democrats will be able to close this so-called loophole is still in doubt, but as we saw earlier this year, there was a Texas man who was able to build a plastic gun, mostly plastic, using a 3D printer, and so that's the Democrats' concern now. They say that if people figure out how to do this on a 3D printer, that you could have an explosion of plastic guns that you don't see right now.
The number 4 item of the countdown this week is Iran. Talk host Jack Harris with CNBC's Michelle Caruso Cabrera. They talk about the impact the deal with Iran may have on the price you're paying at the pump for gasoline.
I understand that Iran is really claiming that if things work out okay, that that it's going to bring gas prices down. Is that true?
Yesterday, we have a reporter at the OPEC meeting in Vienna, and the Iranian oil minister told him that if and when the sanctions go away, they're going to move up to 4 million barrels a day. Consider right now that they're only pumping 700,000 barrels per day. So that would be a huge increase in the amount of crude that they're putting out. And to give you some context, in the United States every day we use roughly 18 million barrels of crude. So an additional 3.5 or 3 million is going to be the way OPEC works. Remember, these guys are a cartel. They all get a room to decide how much oil they're going to put out.
Yeah.
If Iran starts to increase more, the Saudis may produce less. So it's hard to know if we're going to get more crude, but certainly the supply is just going to be a lot greater, especially because Iraq is finally coming online after the war, and there's even talk that we're going to get more out of Mexico and Russia as well. So we're looking at a place where we could see gasoline prices come down.
Well, that would be sweet in the long run, because, again, I know what's happening with the refineries is going to be cleared up at some point. That's driven our prices here in the Bay Area up about 20 cents higher than they should be.
That's sort of a problem that the United States has, that we haven't built a new refinery in decades.
Yeah.
Nobody wants one in their backyard.
And wonder why we're not doing that. Why are we doing that?
Gasoline already made, or we have to allow a refinery to be
built. Why aren't we building refineries? I mean, we talk about energy independence, but we could certainly bring gas prices down if we had better refining methods.
It's my understanding it's been nearly impossible to get them permitted due to rejections from people who don't want to live that near them, et cetera. Just the politics are extremely difficult. You know, NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Iran, the fourth most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Countdown recap here. Amazon drones, number 10. The New York rail accident, number 9. Martin Bashir's resignation, number 8. Detroit bankruptcy filing, number 7. Rejected Super Bowl ad, number 6. Undetectable Firearms Act, number 5. Iran, number 4. Numbers 3, 2, and 1. Coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to Talk Radio Review, the show that overviews the top 10 hits every week, like the music countdown shows, only this is from the thousands of people that are hosting talk radio programs, news talk radio programs on the talk radio stations. There are about 1,000 of these stations around the country, so we have lots to listen to and lots to review. The number three item on the countdown, the new Newtown 911 tapes. Here's host John McCurry talking to Vince Vitrano, a local television news anchor, about the release of these tapes, the calls from last year's shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, and why he doesn't think they ought to be aired.
These tapes are obviously going to be bothersome for some people. It was a terrible day. All those little children died in the schoolyard. How does a TV station go about deciding, and I guess we need to make the same decision, whether or not to air tapes like this? So what are the factors that go into that sort of decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think journalistically, I absolutely support the release of the tapes. I think they're two separate issues here. Whether or not the tapes ought to have been released as a matter of public record, as they are required under law, is a reason that we have Freedom of Information Acts and laws in our country, and it's because sometimes, you know, we as the media are asked to scrutinize those things. Mm-hmm. And so I completely support the legal decision saying these things should be released. Now, whether or not a news organization then takes those and chooses to share them with their viewers or their listeners, that's a whole other question. And on that point, it is a very difficult call.
So are discussions taking place today about what to do with these tapes?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just talked to our assistant news director and just said, you know, are we at a point where we've decided what exactly we're going to do with these? And she said, you know, we're not. We're thinking about it, which is good. I think you got to have dialogue on that. If you ask me personally, I wouldn't do it. If I'm the news director, if the call were mine to make, and it never is, barring some other, you know, really compelling public interest in terms of you find by listening to the tapes that, boy, maybe the police response wasn't what it should have been, or maybe things weren't as investigators had alleged, or there's something that we learned from that necessarily, just putting them on TV for the sake of the emotional value, me personally, I don't do it.
But would you air none of them? So would you make the blanket call? Because of the nature of the incident, I'm not airing any of them?
How I would handle it, again, if I were in charge, and whatever we decide to do, you know, over there, I'll certainly have a voice in that, but it won't be my call. So I think how I would handle it is I would definitely do the story. These 911 tapes are out. I would make sure that we have listened to them and have reviewed them. And then unless there's, again, some really compelling reason that we have to have them on there, I would say, look, here's some of the content, maybe some of the things that we learned. If you'd like to listen to them, if that's something that you want, we'll post them on our website.
You
can go there, but it's not. But we have chosen not to broadcast those.
Talk host Mike Trevisano and Glenn Forbes talking to one of the callers who disagrees with them about whether these tapes ought to be aired or not.
Do you want to hear those calls? Because a lot of media outlets are saying now they don't want to play them. Is that a sign of our times? My opinion is, don't you think hearing those 911 calls in an odd sort of way would help people maybe get more involved? Actually hearing those 911 calls, do you think it would have more of an impact than just hearing the story itself? My question is, why does the media get to decide?
We don't. They're posted. I mean, you can get... Well, what happened was there was a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the Associated Press. So in that regard, I mean, the media was kind of the conduit for the tapes being released. The media doesn't get to decide. You can go find them yourself. But the Freedom of Information Act request was made by the Associated Press.
What's the big deal? If you play them, like if we were going to play them now, you just give people warnings. If you don't want to hear them,
turn
the station. You're in the air.
Hi, Trib. I am calling with an answer to your question.
Yes.
And I think that morbid curiosity is what people are feeling. I don't think that that should be played. Those that have lost children, when they hear that, they'll be reliving that whole day. I think it's just torture.
Hey, Gail?
Yes.
I will speak on the behalf of somebody that's not lost a child, okay, in a shooting like Newtown, but you're going to relive that whether you hear those tapes daily anyway.
Well, I'm sure you relive it.
Yeah,
yes.
And people that are affected by it are not going to listen. Probably are not going to listen to the tapes. But my point is in an odd sort of way, don't you think it would do some good for people to actually hear it other than just having it reported on? Now, seeing it would be a different story. But hearing the 911 calls, don't you think that would do some good? Because there's a lot of bleeding hearts out there that don't think we have to do anything to protect our kids.
Well, I don't feel that it would do anybody any good.
That leads us to number two on the countdown, that fast food worker strike, and that'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%, and the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski ride a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to be along. Doug Steffen here with number two on the countdown this week, the Fast Food Workers Strike Part 2. Here's host Mitch Hank talking about the build-up to this week's Fast Food Workers Strike. The strike sought to double the current minimum wage.
New York Times this morning, seeking to increase pressure on McDonald's, Wendy's, and other fast food restaurants, organizers of a movement demanding a $15 an hour wage for fast food workers say they will sponsor one-day strikes in 100 cities on Thursday and protest activities in 100 additional cities. $15 an hour at McDonald's. Now, to me, this means that since we can't get a job anywhere else, since college graduates who are going in debt into six figures, well into six figures, because inflation has gone way beyond the normal pace. I mean, it's been hyperinflation. It's $5,000 a semester for tuition at UW, not counting room and board, not counting food, not counting books. Whereas in 1976, it was $300. If you applied inflation, it should be $2,200 right now. So we have these college graduates who go into six figures with a debt, and then they can't get a job, so they go work at Starbucks. Or go work, live at mom and dad's while they're working at Starbucks or wherever. So people who don't have college degrees, where are they working? McDonald's, Wendy's. And they want $15 an hour because, after all, you can't live on $7.75 or whatever the case may be. Now, it used to be that people worked at McDonald's because they were just trying to get their feet wet, get some experience, they're young, and you learn about the workplace, and then you go on and hopefully develop your skills and your talents, and you can try to command a higher wage. But now, since you can't get a job, people want to make $15 an hour at the French Fryer. Because after all, where else are they going to work? That's where we are right now. But isn't this an admission of weakness in an economy that is going nowhere? Or do you think it's high time that we pay the workers a living wage at McDonald's?
Here are hosts Dave Debo and Susan Rose talking to financial analyst Glenn Wiggle about the fast food workers' strike and whether minimum wage ought to be raised.
There are supporters that say when you add in inflation, the real value of today's minimum wage is about as low as it's been since 1952. Therefore, don't they deserve some sort of increase? Maybe not the whole amount they're asking for, but something?
Well, I think that you need to change the argument a bit and say, is there really a need for minimum wage to begin with? And, you know, obviously I'm a proponent of free market capitalism. Unfortunately, when you actually look at the past history, when you look at statistics, and you can look and say, okay, well, let's look at the 90s, for example. We raised minimum wage several times throughout the 90s. And the results of those minimum wage raises a decade later were that overall workers saw their earnings actually less a decade after they raised those minimum wages. And so in the long term, it may seem like, yes, we want to help people, But unfortunately, that has the exact opposite effect of helping workers, because what happens is you lower the amount of available jobs that are around, and people are unable, that lack those needed skills, they're unable to get jobs to begin with so that they can begin to get those needed skills and ultimately move up the ladder. You know, minimum wage is not meant to be a living wage. Minimum wage predominantly is worked by teenagers that are looking to gain that valuable work experience.
So you say higher pay, fewer jobs, basically.
Higher pay, fewer jobs, exactly. It's no secret that minimum wage, the people that it's meant to help and has been meaning to help are those teenagers, minorities, and et cetera. And unfortunately, it's had the exact opposite impact. It's no secret that the unemployment rate among minorities, particularly blacks, and of teenagers is double that of the national average of unemployment rate. You know, you're talking about 20% versus 7 or 8%. That's a big difference. Now, why is that? It's not because, you know, nobody wants to hire them. It's because the wages and the minimum wage has gotten to a point where it doesn't make sense to hire people that lack the needed skills. And so they hire, or they use technology, or they hire more skilled workers.
Okay, this public, this protest in 100 cities, do you expect it to garner a lot of public sympathy? And do you think this is a winnable battle for these workers?
I don't think it's a winnable battle. I don't think it's a battle they should be engaging in, because, again, I think they're hurting themselves. You know, when you look at the people that are really truly behind the proposal for minimum wage, it's, you know, it's two groups of people. It's the do-gooders that want to feel good about themselves, and it's the unions. It's the trade unions, particularly the AFL-CIO. You know, they want to eliminate competition for low-wage workers so that the work goes to their union workers. So, you know, when you look, you know, they'll probably have some congressional testimony coming up the next couple of weeks as they start to talk about this in Congress. It won't be the fast food worker that's testifying in front of Congress. It's not going to be the kid working the fry machine. It's going to be a union representative that's presenting the case to Congress.
Here's Talk Host Dom Giordano talking to Ben Hunter, who is one of the fast food workers on strike this week, attending a rally to try and get minimum wage raised. Listen to the chant, hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go.
There are supporters that say when you add in inflation, the real value of today's minimum wage is about as low as it's been since 1952. Therefore, don't they deserve some sort of increase? Maybe not the whole amount they're asking for, but something?
Well, I think that you need to change the argument a bit and say, is there really a need for minimum wage to begin with? And, you know, obviously I'm a proponent of free market capitalism. Unfortunately, when you actually look at the past history, when you look at statistics, and you can look and say, okay, well, let's look at the 90s, for example. We raised minimum wage several times throughout the 90s. And the results of those minimum wage raises a decade later were that overall workers saw their earnings actually less a decade after they raised those minimum wages. And so in the long term, it may seem like, yes, we want to help people, but unfortunately, that has the exact opposite effect of helping workers, because what happens is you lower the amount of available jobs that are around, and people are unable, that lack those needed skills, they're unable to get jobs to begin with so that they can begin to get those needed skills and ultimately move up the ladder. You know, minimum wage is not meant to be a living wage. Minimum wage predominantly is worked by teenagers that are looking to gain that valuable work experience.
So you say higher pay, fewer jobs, basically.
Higher pay, fewer jobs, exactly. It's no secret that minimum wage, the people that it's meant to help and has been meaning to help are those teenagers, minorities, and et cetera. And unfortunately, it's had the exact opposite impact. It's no secret that the unemployment rate among minorities, particularly blacks, and of teenagers is double that of the national average of unemployment rate. You know, you're talking about 20% versus 7 or 8%. That's a big difference. Now, why is that? It's not because, you know, nobody wants to hire them. It's because the wages and the minimum wage has gotten to a point where it doesn't make sense to hire people that lack the needed skills. And so they hire, or they use technology, or they hire more skilled workers.
Okay, this public, this protest in 100 cities, do you expect it to garner a lot of public sympathy? And do you think this is a winnable battle for these workers?
I don't think it's a winnable battle. I don't think it's a battle they should be engaging in, because, again, I think they're hurting themselves. You know, when you look at the people that are really truly behind the proposal for minimum wage, it's, you know, it's two groups of people. It's the do-gooders that want to feel good about themselves, and it's the unions. It's the trade unions, particularly the AFL-CIO. You know, they want to eliminate competition for low-wage workers so that the work goes to their union workers. So, you know, when you look, you know, they'll probably have some congressional testimony coming up the next couple of weeks as they start to talk about this in Congress. It won't be the fast food worker that's testifying in front of Congress. It's not going to be the kid working the fry machine. It's going to be a union representative that's presenting the case to Congress.
That leaves us with the number one issue this week, and the continuing focus on the Affordable Care Act is what we'll talk about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a matter of moments. We'll continue to finish off the hour with that.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to the last portion of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, number one this week on the countdown. The continuing focus on the President, the Health Care Act, or the Insurance Act, whatever you want to call it, the mess up. Here our host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to political analyst Jim Moore about the status of Obamacare and the healthcare.gov website that was so controversial.
Is the site truly a lot better, and can it handle a bigger load?
Well, all word over the weekend is, yes, it's a lot better, but we won't know about the bigger load until this week, because that's when people will come back from Thanksgiving and along with their Cyber Monday buying, try to register for healthcare. So we'll see if it can handle the loads. But by all accounts, it seems to be working better. But the big question is twofold. Does it actually connect to the insurance companies? And there's a lot of question about that. So what does this do about the political situation which the president finds himself in? And we don't know either of those questions at this point. Chances are this will continue to bump along for at least another month or two.
Yeah, I guess that was my question for you. Is it too late for his popularity, even if it does go well from here on out?
Oh, yeah, no, I think his popularity can definitely make a comeback. But if, for instance, if this starts working well, if this starts working well, then the arguments will shift to, okay, so does the Affordable Care Act actually bring in more people into the healthcare system and also begin to cover people better who are out there with their insurance?
Can you gauge the unhappiness, if there is any, among Democrats who went out and sold the healthcare website and then find out it's a failure and they were the salespeople on this one?
Well, let's compare it to the previous president. George W. Bush, at this point in his presidency, he'd just been reelected. We were moving along, but people were really unhappy about the war in Iraq. Republicans did not want him to come campaign for him, and he was beginning to lose his ability to raise vast amounts of money. That's exactly what is happening to President Obama right now. Democrats across the country are gauging, do I want this guy to come out and campaign for me for my Senate seat or my congressional seat or my governor's seat, or is he going to be too unpopular with people in my state and will actually drive voters away? Obama has not shown that he has lost his ability to raise lots and lots of money, but clearly he's on that edge that we saw George W. Bush fall off of.
Here's host Rita Cosby talking to Juan Williams from Fox about the president attempting to relaunch the ACA, Affordable Care Act, now that the website seems to be working somewhat better.
What do you think's going to happen now with the president?
Well, you know, it's time to put up or shut up, Rita. I mean, goodness gracious, he had a terrible rollout. It's been an abysmal first 2 months of Obamacare, and it's cost him in terms of approval ratings and, of course, the numbers. What's interesting to me is it's Democrats and independents who have fled the president. So now he's trying to relaunch, and I suppose that it means that he's got confidence that the website can now work. Well, if the website's working, then he's got to produce the numbers. He's got to show that young people will sign up, that he can get a fair mix, ratio, if you will, in the market so that the insurance companies don't lose money, so the whole system works. And so the next couple of months are going to be very big for President Obama.
Now, have you seen the latest, these poll numbers? There's a new poll that just came out, and it says that young people are unhappy with the president and virtually everything that he's done since he was reelected. It was a Harvard University survey, and it says that about 50% of them, and it's kind of interesting because it's young people, as you know, a key group for this president, saying that he, you know, shouldn't be in office anymore. He's losing a real base for him, Juan.
The question
is, you know, every president cares about their legacy still and how they're perceived.
In real political terms here in Washington, I think the question is how it would impact people who are running for the House and Senate in 2014. And that's closer than you think, less than a year away. Those campaigns really get going in January with primary contests that will be, you know, up. And so if he is a drag for those people, that's a big negative. That's where you start to feel it. I mean, legacy, yes, but, you know, he's still in office for a couple of years. But if the Affordable Care Act becomes, you know, an anchor on his president, it's also an anchor on the Democratic Party.
Obamacare, American Care, Health Act, whatever the heck you want to call it, most talked about item this week in the News Talk Radio world. So let's recap from number 10 to number 1, shall we? The Amazon drone story, number 10. The New York rail accident story, number 9. Martin Bashir's story, number 8. Detroit bankruptcy story, number 7. The Super Bowl ad that was rejected, that story is number 6. Undetectable Firearms Act and the story around that, number 5. Iran and what's going on there, lots of stories, number 4. The Newtown 911 tapes being released, is there a story there? Yep, number 3, in fact. The fast food worker strike, the second one, there's a story there and a half. That was number 2 this week. And the story of the Obamacare relaunch, that was number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.